friends. Come worship at the Rivers.
To learn and grow.
Hi, we would like to welcome you to the Rivers.
Where your life will never be the same.
I'm Pastor Don Givens.
And I'm Pastor Susan Givens.
And we would like to welcome you to come worship at the Rivers.
Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome to Rivers of Life Christian Center, Wednesday evening, words of encouragement. We thank God for you. We believe in God with you. We're on your side. We're praying God's very best manifest in your life, and we covet your prayers. We pray that you mention Rivers of Life Christian Center when you pray. We are so greatly thankful. We are so greatly thankful. Saints of the Most High God, we're encouraging you to pray like you've never prayed before, to spend time with God like you've never spent time with God before, to honor God like you've never honored God before, to realize that you need to live, that we all need to live God's plan for our life, and not what we think God's plan for our life is. And the only way to realize that is to obey the word, to realize that the revelation of the word is for each and every one of us. And when we pray and read and obey God's plan for us is manifested in our life. We don't have to look for our gifting or our calling. What we need to do is be obedient to the word. And your gift will make room for you. So, saints of the Most High God, you know, let's put aside all the things that's trying to distract us, to divert our attention. Let's stop entertaining ourselves with things that's just simply ungodly. Let's seek first the kingdom of God. Let's pray, let's fast, let's read the word, and let us obey the word. And God will show you that he's already done the rest. That's already been accomplished. It's already been accomplished for you. So saints, get rid of things that are a encumbrance and obey the word. Saint of the Most High God, if you would, go with me to Acts chapter 4. And we're going to look at verse 13 through 16 and 21 and 22 in Acts chapter 4. This is talking about the man who was healed during the time at the beautiful gate. His ankles were strengthened, and that takes place in Acts chapter 3. In Acts chapter 4, the Bible says this, that they observed the confidence of Peter and John. We must be confident in the Lord and what he said. And they understood, now listen to this one, they were uneducated and untrained men. So it's not about education and it's not about being trained. It's about being Jesus Christ. It says that they understood. The educated ones, the ones who were in charge, understood that Peter and John was uneducated and untrained men, and the Bible says that they were amazed and begin to recognize them as having been with Jesus. Listen, you have to spend time with God. You have to do what God says in order for God's will to be realized and recognized in your life. We must obey God. And the Bible says that these so-called big wigs, you know, they're seeing the man who had been healed, because, you know, you got these people telling you that Jesus don't heal today, that only the apostles healed, and this, that, and the other, and all kinds of things that, you know, anything to try and strip Jesus of his power and dominion. These people were the same way. And the Bible says, seeing the man who had been healed standing with Peter and John, says the Bible says, they had nothing to say in reply. And when you realize what God has done in your life, and you start obeying God's word in your life, and you put all of these other things aside, away from you, they'll be saying about you, they'll be saying, they have nothing to say in reply, because they'll see you standing in the glory of God. They went on to say this: the fact that a noteworthy miracle has taken place is apparent to all. And the fact that a noteworthy miracle has taken place in your life is apparent to all. And the noteworthy miracle is with you when you obey God. It's not being hidden from you. It's not there's nothing that's standing in the way of it except you. Obey God. Obey God. Read the word, obey it, pray without ceasing, fast, give yourself over to God, and stop giving yourself over to all this entertainment talking about it's not affecting me. It is affecting you. Jesus has already healed you. Jesus has already given you perfect health. It says a noteworthy miracle has taken place. And then the Bible says it is apparent to all, including you. Understand this, saints. When you obey God, and when you realize that your healing, your miracle has more to do with you than with God, the manifestation will be unstoppable, and the voice they'll be saying about you, we cannot deny it. And they will give God the praise in the name of Jesus Christ. So, saints of the Most High God, this miracle healing belongs to you. Listen, this guy was more than 40 years old, so there is no age limit. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. This miracle healing was performed on this guy. He was over 40 years old. So stop listening to things telling you that your age has something to do with the blessing. What a lie. Let me tell you something. The blessing is in Christ Jesus, and the blessing is on you. So in the name of Jesus Christ, remember this. Jesus Christ heals you. Jesus Christ makes you well. Jesus Christ restores you. Jesus Christ gives you perfect health. Give Jesus the glory. Saints, give God the glory. Write us at riversoflifecc.com/prayer. Hit the testimony button and share what God has done. Share what God has done. Write us at riversoflifecc.com/prayer. Hit the testimony button and testify of the greatness of God. Saints, 1 Timothy 6:12 says this: take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, for which you made the good confession in the presence of all. Saints, you were called to eternal life. Accept it. Speak it. Thank God for it. Realize the only life you live is the eternal life of the living God. Let this be a part. Let this be what you accept in your heart. Saints of the Most High God, read the word, pray the word, obey the word, speak the word. Again, read the word, pray the word, obey the word, speak the word. One more time, read the word, pray the word, obey the word, speak the word, and the word will manifest in your life. Saints, we must have an unwavering prayer life. We must have a fasting regimen. We must read our Bible. We must live a consecrated life. We must refrain from willful sin. Again, we must have an unwavering prayer life. We must have a fasting regimen. We must read our Bible. We must live a consecrated life. We must refrain from willful sin. One more time. We must have an unwavering prayer life. We must have a fasting regimen. We must read our Bible. We must live a consecrated life. We must refrain from willful sin. Saints, if we practice these, we will never stumble. Ever. Saints, go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to read verse 2 and 3. The Bible says this: I ask that when I am present, I need not be bold with the confidence with which I propose to be courageous against some, as regard to us, as if we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Amen. Saints, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 2, that we must be courageous. We must be courageous. We must courageously venture forward by putting fear behind us. We must put fear behind us. We must put fear behind us. And when you're worried about something always happening to you, you are fearful. When you are living in a state of anxiety, you are fearful. When you're talking about how you cannot sleep because you do not think you will wake up, that is fearful. Whatever it is, when you're thinking sickness and disease is going to overthrow you or overcome you or take your life, that is fearful. When you think that you have some situation that cannot be recovered, or when you think your finances will not allow you to prosper, that's fearful. The Bible says, my God supplies all of our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Bible told us in no uncertain terms, our Father on cattle on a thousand hills. The Bible tells us that we prosper in times of famine. What are you talking about? When you're looking at your finances, instead of looking to the Lord, you're in bondage to fear. We need to put fear under our feet and give God the glory. I'm telling you, you need to speak the word. When you don't speak the word, it's because of whatever reason it is. But whatever the reason it is, it's unbelief. So We must courageously venture forward by putting fear behind us. And courage puts fear under its feet and fulfills the task of God. Saints of the Most High God, let me tell you something. We must embrace the fruit of righteousness that lies ahead. Let me tell you something. Righteousness has nothing to do with anything that is not of God. And when we're courageous, righteousness abounds. When we're courageous, righteousness abounds. See, we embrace the fruit of righteousness that with confidence of what lies ahead. We are confident enough to live by the word of God. We are confident enough to live by the word of God. We are not giving place to anything that is not of God. The Bible teaches us very plainly and very clearly that God is greater than all. And we abide by his word. We abide by the word of God. We're bold enough to challenge danger instead of back down from it. Let me say that again. We're bold enough to challenge danger instead of back down from it. We're not afraid because of some evil report. No. We look the evil report in the eye and we speak the report of the Lord. We abide in the report of the Lord. Our confidence is in Jesus Christ. We're not afraid. We're bold in God. And to be bold in God is not to be braggadocious. But to be bold in the Lord is to be confident in God. To be confident in what he has said and what he has done. Because what he has done for us. We don't run from a challenge and start talking about maybe it will, maybe it won't. We don't live by maybe. We live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Since we are saints of the Most High God, since we are confident enough to deny opposition. Let me say that again. We are confident enough to deny opposition, but not just deny opposition, to overwhelmingly conquer opposition. Because Jesus Christ, nothing is greater than him. Nothing is greater than his name. Nothing is greater than his authority. Nothing! And when we come across opposition, we know that the opposition is not against us, it's against the Lord. Because we are his very own. And Jesus Christ, by allowing us to use his name, has given us authority over all the ability of every enemy. Every enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm us. Nothing. So you see, the problem is not God. The problem is what are we looking at? What is our confidence? What is our confidence? What is our assurance? So the problem is not the opposition. The problem deals with is Jesus Christ, our fullness of assurance, our fullness of confidence. We don't back down from opposition. We destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we're not looking at whatever it is that's trying to get our attention. Jesus Christ has given us complete, total, absolute victory in all things, at all times. And we give him the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we obey. Glory to God, we obey. Look, saints, we're going to have to stop there. Amen. We pray that you be sure to listen to the next Rivers of Life Christian Center words of encouragement. Subtle reminder that you do make sure you do not miss the next Rivers of Life Christian Center words of encouragement. There are those of you who do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. It's time for you to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and it's time for you to receive him now. If that's you, please pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, save me. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you. Amen. There are those of you who live a life of willful disobedience to God, and to live a life of willful disobedience to God could have you in a place of being apostate. If that's you, simply repent. Pray the prayer and move away from that stuff. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I turn from my sin. Lord Jesus, I turn to you. Lord Jesus, I confess my sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are faithful and righteous to forgive me of my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Saints of the Most High God, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is YouTube/FROLCCVA. Thank you for subscribing to our YouTube channel. Our goal is to win 1 million souls for the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's just the beginning. Listen to our podcast. Our podcast is ROLCCBA. New podcast are Sunday and Wednesday, 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on X. Follow us on Rumble at ROLCCBA. Come to Rivers of Life Christian Center. We meet at 3940 Airline Boulevard, Suite 104, Chesapeake, Virginia, 23321. Good news is revealed at Rivers of Life Christian Center. Every believer should be in a church where Jesus Christ is exalted, where the Holy Spirit is in manifestation, where the Word of God is ministered in power and without compromise. Every believer should be in a church like Rivers of Life Christian Center, and every believer includes you. Saints, it's time to come to church. Service times are Sunday, 10 a.m., Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Our Wednesday service is online until further notice. Explore our website. Our website is riversoflifecc.com. We encourage every believer to pray at a minimum 1 hour per day and to fast with us every month. Let's join in and seek God together. send us your prayer request to riversoflifecc.com/prayer. Let's join our faith together to meet your need. Let's all agree together for signs, wonders, miracles, healings, gifts of the Holy Spirit, confirmation of the Word, great manifestations of the Spirit in your life. We thank you for your bountiful and gracious giving. Go to riversoflifecc.com/donate. We pray the fullness of God's grace abound towards you in the name of Jesus Christ. Saints, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Saints, obey God and walk in the fullness of the blessing. Saints, I have good news for you. Saints of the Most High God, grab hold of this with all of your heart and all of your faith. Something good is going to happen to you this very hour. This very day, Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Come worship at the rivers.
Thank you for watching tonight's Words of Encouragement.
Come worship at the rivers.